Zog de Gemara daf nun zayin amud beis on the top, the second line. Rabbi Yehuda oimer shel tzemer v'shel sar in choytzin b'nei shamayim boin b'hen. If the bonois have strands of tzemer, of wool, or of sar, or made out of hair, so it's not choytzitz, because the water can enter, so when it comes to the mikveh, it's not choytzitz. This is going back on the mission that we brought in Amud Aleph, where Tanakama said, shel tzemer v'shel pishtin, chute tzemer chute pishtin, are choytzitz. They're choytzitz in the mikveh, water doesn't enter. And Rabbi Yehuda over there argues, and says, no, shel tzemer v'shel sar in choytzin. Wool is not called a chatzitza, and the water could enter. And he also says, sar is not choytzitz. Sar, hair, is also not choytzitz. When you have a hair that's tied on top of a hair, it's not considered a chatzitza, and water can enter. Zog de Gemara, Om Rav Yosef, Om Rav Yehuda, Om Hashmuel, halochik Rav Yehuda b'chutei seyar. The halach is like Rav Yehuda when it comes to hair. That hair that is korach around hair is not a choytzitz because water can enter. And the reason is because hair is considered kosher, like we said in Amud Aleph, and the sar, the person that it has, the natural own hair, is kosher. So kosher gabi kosher, the water can enter. Now Rabbi Yehuda says it by tzemer also, tzemer is rach. But we're saying the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to seyar that is not choytzitz. According to this, halacha michlal de pligi. When you say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, it seems to imply that Tanakama argues. Well, Tanakama doesn't argue by seyer. Tanakama only says that tzemer and pishtim are choytzitz. He doesn't say seyer is choytzitz. So why would you say halacha like Rabbi Yehuda if Tanakama doesn't even argue? Bechitem, if you're going to tell me that ilav de shami mitanakama, the ayri b'chute seyer, if not for hearing and understanding from the Tanakama that he's talking about chute seyer too. And chute seyer are choytzitz, so iunamila have a mayri, he would not say that chute seyer are not choytzitz. So it seems to imply from the fact that Abuda said a statement by tzemer and sar, that Tanakama was referring to sar also, and Tanakama holds that sar is choytzitz. And that's what we say, that looks like Abuda, that by seyer it's not choytzitz. So Gemara, what's the raya? V'dilma k'shem k'omalu. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda is saying a statement by Seir is only saying it b'teris k'shem. Meaning, ki heiched amoy disuli b'chute Seir, just like you, Tanakam, agreed to me b'chute Seir. Because Seir is considered kosher abay kosher. And it's not choytzitz and water can enter. So oydeli nami b'chute tzemer. So agree to me likewise b'chute tzemer, by wool, that it should not be choytzitz. But lo'olam, when we say halachik Rabbi Yehuda by legabe Seir, it doesn't make sense because Tanakama agrees bechute seyer. So it's misleading to say that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda by seyer. If lo'olam Tanakama would agree to seyer. And Zog the Gemara a raya to that. Itmar, we talk and learned like that. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, moidim chachom l'Rab Yehuda bechute seyer. That chachom agreed to Rabbi Yehuda by seyer, that it's not a choytzeitz. So lo'olam, when we say halacha Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the pshat halacha michlal de pligi. It's la'olam aloch Rabbi Yehuda, and Tanakam would also agree to chute seyer that it's taken out of choytzitz. So there's taka gears on the side where the Gemara says elo moidim the chachom taka agree by chute seyer, and when we said aloch Rabbi Yehuda b'seyer, it doesn't mean Rabbi Yehuda chachom agreed to that, and then we bring a raya into that itmar omer Rav Yosef omer Rav Yehuda Shmuel that indeed that moidim chachom Rabbi Yehuda b'chute seyer, and we're retracting from what we said that aloch Rabbi Yehuda b'chute seyer. It's everyone agrees to that. Now, the Rishonim explained, the Rashba says that this din of chute seir that is not choytzitz is dafka sar al gabe sar, because it's not mehudik tvei, it doesn't have a tight fit. However, sar al gabe bosor, which is kosher al gabe rach, so then it would be considered a choytzitz, like the Gemara said earlier. Now, there are others that say that it's not choytzitz at all, meaning sar is not choytzitz. Sar is not going to make it a mehudik tvei. And lahalochin, in Kuf Tzariches, in Yordea, chute sar takenat choytzitz. If a person has a loose hair, which is a mignaf kamina in halacha, legabe dinik chatzitza, legabe mikveh, if a woman has a loose hair in her hair, so sar is not choytzitz. Because it's not mehudik tvei. That's what the Taz explains over there. Now the Orcha Shulchan in Kuf Tzariches says over there, taka, zok the Orcha Shulchan, that chute sar, legabe bos, if a woman has a loose hair that's on her skin, so then, even though there's a machlok zishoinim, meaning some say that chute sar never choytzitz, it's not mahadik even al bosor, but over there you have to be machmir that it's choytzitz, and you should make sure that it shouldn't have chute sar on the bosor. Now, obviously, this is tolui in the miut chain of makbid, etc., and all those nekudos legabedin chatzitza. Sagt mal weiter, Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned similarly in the Breisa. Chute Tzemer Choytzin. Tzemer is taka Choytzetz because it's rach. Chute Sar ein a Choytzin. Seir is not Choytzetz. Reb Yudah Oymer, Reb Yudah argues on Tanakama. Shall Tzemer v'shal Sar ein Choytzin. And both of them are not Choytzetz. So we see that even Tanakama agrees, the Rabbanon agree, that Seir is not Choytzetz. Zog di Gemara, Om Rav Nachman Yitzchok, Masisin Amideka, are being arrived from our Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says that the Ketoni, Yoytzi Isha B'chute Seir, that a woman is allowed to have Chute Seir that she weaves into her own hair. Bein Mishalo, it doesn't make a difference if it's her own natural hair, or Bein Mishal Chaverto, or if she has someone else's natural hair. She's allowed to have it woven in Kolas B'toich Saro Yisrael, and there's no Chash that she will remove it. So Mela, it's not a problem of mikvah. It's not a choytzeitz. So Mela, you're allowed to go with it. And Shus Rabim. Zok Mamani, who's this like? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda. If it's going to Rabbi Yehuda, so why does it say this din dafka by Seir? Afilu chutei tzemer nami. Rabbi Yehuda holds even tzemer is not choytzeitz. Why dafka by kosher, by sar, even by tzemer? So Zok the Gemara, Elolav, it must be that it's going to Rabbonon. The Rabbonon that asked by tzemer, but they allow by Seir. Shema mino, the b'chutei Seir, we see clearly, Shema mino b'chutei Seir loy pligi. The Chachomim that argue on Rabbi Yehuda by tzemer, they agree that by Seir, it's not choytzeitz, and you're allowed to go within in Shus Rabim. There's no chash to remove it or loosen it, because being it's not a choytzeitz, so there's no chash of carrying. Shema mino, the chutei Seir, are taken at choytzeitz, even according to the Chachomim. Zog the Gemara, v'loi b'teitefes. A woman is not allowed to go with a teitefes. Zog the Gemara, what's teitefes? My teitefes. Omer Rav Yosef, chumarto de katifto. It's a type of knot that she ties around her neck, different types of herbs, in order to remedy herself from an ayin hora. So it's like a refuah. Zog the Rashi, kesher she'osin refuah, kituf ayin ro, shloi tishloit. And that is something that she cannot go out with on Shabbos. Frek the Gemara, if this is the true, if it's a refu for ayin hara, so to have a kamiya mumcha. Later on, we're going to learn the sugi of kamiya when someone has an amulet that's for refua. So if it's mumcha, if it worked 3 times, so then you're allowed to carry it. It's not considered a masui. It's a malbush. So v'tishteri, so is over here also. If tetefes is a chumra teketifta, if it's a type of kesher that you have for refuah's ayin hara, so then why should it be different than a kamiya mumcha? It should be muta. V'tishteri, it should be mutter. So why is it also? Zog the Gemara, Elom Rav Yehuda, Mishmeid Abaya, Tetefes means something totally different. Apuzaino. Apuzaino is a type of tachshit that she has on her forehead. And she has it like a tzitz on her forehead. And over there, we're saying that this is something that she might remove in order to show off. And if she has it in order to show off, she'll carry it in her Shus Rabim. So that's why she can't have it. She can't wear it. Tanin HaMiochi, we learned similarly in the Braisa. Yoytzi Isha B'svocha Muzheves. A woman's allowed to have a head covering that is made out of gold. Because the head covering made out of gold, you're not going to remove. Because you're going to reveal your hair. Uve Teitefes, Uve Savitin Akvuimbo. And likewise, she can have a Teitefes, which we're saying now is something that is close to the head covering. It goes on your forehead, uve sarvitin, which is also a type of area that you have in order to cover your hair that extrude, that come out. So we see it's something that is kavuabo, then it's mutter. When it's tied into the headpiece, so then the tetefes is mutter. But then you're not going to remove the tetefes to show it off, because you're going to ultimately have to remove your headpiece. And you're not going to be megala yisar in Rosh Hashanah. So that's why it's mutter. So we see a ride that tetefes is not an amulet for ayin hara. We see a tetefes is something related to the headpiece on the forehead. So it's osir if it's tamat tetefes, because you might remove the golden tetefes to show off your jewelry. But if it's a tetefes that is kavuambo, that is connected to the headpiece, so then it's mutter. Because when it's connected to the svacha, to the headpiece, to the cap, so then you're not going to remove this headpiece, because you're not going to remove this tetefes, because even if it's gold, you want to show it off, you're ultimately going to have to remove the headpiece. And that you're not going to do to be megala yisar. So we see a raya that tetefes is not an amulet for ayin hara, but rather it's something that you place on your forehead. And if it's connected to the svacha, to the head cap, so then you're not, there's no chash, but then it's mutter, because then you're not going to remove it. Zog the Gemara, Eze Teitefes v'Eze Savitin, what's the difference between Teitefes and Savitin? Omer Rabavu, Teitefes amukofes lo mi'ezen lo'ezen. Teitefes is goes from ear to ear, which is like on the forehead, going from the area of one ear to the other ear, and that's how what kind of adornment it is. V'sarvitin is a different type of tachshit, hamagin lo ad lechayeho, that goes until her cheeks. There's like a headband that goes on the top of her head all the way till her cheeks. So if it's connected to the svach, if it's connected to the headpiece, she's not going to remove it. Zogti gemara, omer Rav Huna. This adornment, anias oisin oison, shalmine tzivoinim. The anias that can't afford it, made out of gold. They make the sarvitin, they make this headband out of colored threads. Ashirois, the ones that are rich, oisin oisin shal kesef shal zov. They make it out of gold and silver. They're able to afford it, so they have ones that are made out of gold and silver. And the chiddush is that aniyim, even though it's not so choshev, it's not made out of gold and silver, still the zechshashtin, they might show it off. And that's why, unless it's kavurim bo, it's taka osa. The Ritva says a chiddush that ashirois allowed to go with minei tzivoinim, because since for them it's not choshev, they're not going to show it off to their friends. They're used to having kesef and zov. So by them, we're not goyze ashirois because of aniyos. But lemaisa Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Gimel, says that it's osa to go sai kesef ezov, sai tzavoinim, and we don't differentiate between ashirois and aniyos. Now this is all assuming that it's something that you remove in order to show off. So it's relevant to every individual item if it falls into that category or not. Now this lotion of savitin akvuim bo is a big shot in the poiskim. Does kavua means that it's sewn in or merely tied? It's already mutter also. That's a question. How do you tie to the lotion of kvuin? Kvuin bo means it's sewn in or it's tied in. The Turin Simen Shim Gimel says even if it's merely kshurim, that's a lotion of kvuin. The Bialoch over there talks about this nekuda if it's dafka tofer or even if it's kosher. Zog the Gemara veloy bekovul. It said in the Mishnah that a woman is not allowed to go with this kovul to Rishus Rabim, and the Chotzer it's mutter, we said, because of Shloitz Kana Abayla, so we allowed it. What's this kovul? Zog the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yanai, kovul ze eni yodei mahu. Rabbi Yanai says, I don't know what kovul is. I have a sofik, meaning, e kavla da av detanan. Is it referring to a type of emblem that an Eved has on his cloak to show that he's an Eved, or a Shifcha has on her cloak to show that she's an Eved, she's a Shifcha? Is that what a Kovul is? However, it's only a Kovul that we say is Osir. Avol, Kippah Shel Tzemer. However, the cap that the woman wears under her Svacha, under the head cap, she has another Kippah of Tzemer, so that is also called kovul, possibly. So shapei domi, that she's allowed to go to Rishus Rabim. Why? Because over there she's not going to remove it to show it to her friends. Because since it's under her regular svacha, it to remove it, you have to remove your head cap. And to remove your head cap, you're not going to do it to Megala Yisaris and Rishus Rabim. So when we say veloy bekovul, it means dafka the emblem of an eved or a shivcha, which is a chshash that she's not allowed to wear. She might be remove it. Mash enken kippah shel tzemer is mutter. Oydil meno kippah shel tzemer tanan. Lo'olam, when we say kovul, it means kippah shel tzemer. It means the headpiece that's under her svacha. You're not allowed to go with it to Rishus Rabim. V'kolshken kavla da'avda. Even the kippah shel tzemer, which is the chorus, something that you wouldn't reveal, and the teretz says she'll be able to remove it without revealing a hair. She'll be able to slip it out from under her, and she won't reveal a hair. V'chosh for that. So kolshken kavla da'avda is osa. Madach, something which is under her headpiece, we're still choshed that she will remove it and slip it without revealing a hair. So koshken kavla da'avda, if kovul means kippah shel tzemer, so koshken kavla da'avda is going to be osa to go with. And that the Gemara answers, Om Rabavo, mistavre command oma kippah shel tzemer tanan. It's mistavre that we're referring to a kippah shel tzemer. And that is osa to Shus Rabim, and she'll slip it from under her, and koshken kavla da'avda is osa. So the Gemara, we learned similarly in the Braisa. She's allowed to go with a kovel and an istema to a chotzer, but only to a shosram is osir, but to a chotzer is muta. Reb Shimon Loza Oimer, af bekovel a shosrabim. Reb Shimon Loza says, no, you're allowed to go with a kovel to a shosrabim. Not just in a chotzer, even in a shosrabim. Now the Gemara explains, klal om Reb Shimon ben Lozer, and the Braisa continues, klal om Reb Shimon Lozer, kol shulamatim in asvacha. Here we see a ride that kovul means a kippah shel tzemer, because Reb Shimon Lozer says the following general rule: kol shulamatim in asvacha, if it's under the head cap, so then yoytzim bo, because then we say there's no chashash she'll remove it, because you're not going to reveal your hair, and you don't say the eitzah that you might slip it from under her. V'chol shula ma'ala min ha'svacha, anything that's above her head cap, ain yoytzim bo. Then you're not allowed to, because then she might remove it. But we see clear from Shimon Elazar that kovel that we're referring to is referring to something that's related to the kippah shel tzemer, to the headpiece. And that's why it's l'malam min ha'svacha, it's osur, l'matam min ha'svacha, he says it's mutter. Now, if it's a chosim shel eved, that has no shaykhus to this. The chosim shel eved is not connected and related at all in the area where the svach, where the head cap is. So we see a raya tanya mihochi, that Tanakama says, yoytz isha bekovul uve istama lechotzer. And if Shimon Lozer says, even to Rishus Rambi the kovul, and that's only when it's lemala mina svacha, then it's also, but lemata mina svacha, it's mutter, because you're not going to remove it. But we see akoponim, that the kovul is the kippah shel tzemer. And then kol shekein kavla da avda would be osir if the kippah shel tzemer, according to Tanakama, is osir. So kol shekein the kavla da avda. And according to Shimon Lozer, the kavla is only osir if it's lemala min ha'svacha. Lemata min ha'svacha, we're not choshed that she'll slip it from under her. A Tosfos has a kash over here. I kavla da avda tanan, the tzad that it means the emblem for the slave. So I kavla da avda amai katoni tvei gabi isha. So why is it mentioned over here by isha? What's a negate in Isha? It's an emblem that's for a slave. It's not Javka for a Shivcha. Bishlam, if it's a headpiece, so it's a negate to an Isha. That goes by the Svacha. But if it's not a headpiece, if it's an emblem, why does it say over here, Bame Isha, negate to the Suga of Isha? There's a Mishnah later on Daf Samach Dala that says that Yoytze bekovel uve peyin nochis lechotzer, that she's allowed to go with a kovel and a peyin nochis and a chotzer, and peyin nochis leishaych ala beisha, since peyin nochis is only shaych by an isha, so mele it says kovel over here by isha, even on the tzad that it means a kavla da avdo. So b'zefek there's a kashiv im toimar. Why did it not say that just like it says in the Sefer, you're allowed to go to a chotzer with it, let it say in the Reisha that you're not allowed to go with a pei nochis with a kovul or a kovul in Rishus Rabim. It's poshut that you're not allowed to go with the pei nochis in Rishus Rabim. The osalot zibol Rishus Rabim. The vadam eshalva shall for sure remove it. Why? People will laugh at her. The pei nochis is not obviously the regular shaita we're referring to. We'll see soon in the sugya. But it's so queer that of course she'll remove it out of embarrassment. So mechak alo in Rishus Rabim, it's poshut that you can't go with that in Rishus Rabim. Fakteisvim toimar, ikavla da avda on the tzad, that it means the emblem of a slave. Amai shori b'chotzet fein b'shar dvorim. Why is the kavla da avla mutter in the chotzet more than anything else? The reason why it's mutter in the chotzer, we said it's gan al bailo. That's the gay by the kippah shel tzemer, which is the gay to an adornment of a woman. But if it's a kavla da avda, why is that mutter in the chotzer more than other things? It's not a shleitz gan al bailo dikadin. The kavla da avda shori. The reason why it's allowed to wear it, the shivcha or an eved in the chotzer, kedei lasses bekoras ruach l'raboy, to put the master at ease. Shim hoya kol ayoyim beloy kavul, if he's not going to have this emblem even in the chotzer, then bedova mur chiyase ho eved keneged raboy sovu rabbi shidayte limrit boy. The master will think any small infringement that they have, any small issue that they have amongst each other, he's not wearing his kavul in the chotzer, he'll think he's trying to be murdered, he's trying to rebel against me. So v'osu l'idei k'tota, and that's the reason why it's mutter to have in the chotzer. Just like we said, shleitzgan al-baila by a woman, over here by an eved or by a shivcha, it's in order that there shouldn't be a k'tota between them. So it shouldn't look like he's murdered, because any small issue he'll have, he says, look, not just the issue we just had, he's not wearing his emblem, he wants to rebel against me. So mele we allowed it in the chotzer, shleyov l'idei k'tota. So that's all on the tzad that it's kavla da avda. But the Gemara is saying now that le'olam it is according to the shita Rabavohu, we're saying that it's kippah shel tzemer, and kippah shel tzemer is also neshus rabim, because you might slip it out, and kol shekein a kavla da avda will be also. Now the reason why it's a kol shekein is because by a kavla da avda there's more of a reason she wants to remove it. She doesn't want to appear like a shivcha. She don't want to appear like a second-class citizen. So there's always more of a reason by kavla da avda that you're going to remove it. So madach kippah shel tzemer, where there's a reason why she shouldn't remove it because of shleitzgala sariseh, but she'll still be able to manage to slip it from under. So kol shekein something which she has a reason to remove because she doesn't want to look like a shivcha. Zogt gemara weiter, my istma. We said in the braisa before, yoytze isha bekovul uve istma lechotzer. She's allowed to go with this kovul and the istma onto the chotzer. Now, what's this istma? The Brayis doesn't say what it is. The kovul, we said now, is the kippah shel tzemer. You're allowed to go in the chutzah, but not in shus rabim. Reb Shimon Loza says, even kovel in shus rabim. What's this istama that we allow it to go in the chutzah dafka? Zokdimah, my istama. Zokdimah, om rabavo, bizuni. What's bizuni? My bizuni. Om rabaya, om rav, kalya pruchi. Kalya pruchi, so Rashi says, mitznefes ktano la'acha kishureo. She has like a little head covering that shekolaz roisha v'kisto yes, sairos ktanos. It covers small types of hairs that protrude. So she has this type of kalya pruchi, which she like places over the hair that protrudes out. So the reason why this is also in Rishus Rabim, this kalya pricha, zokta mogen avron, because she will taka remove it. Because since these are small little hairs that stick out, so that's not the same choymer, the same issa of revealing hair. So that's the chash why it's also in Rishus Rabim and it's only mutin chotze. The Mogen Avram in Simon Ein Hey brings the Maram El Shaker over there. He says legabe those hairs. He brings over there the Zohar also that Roy Linoik not to have anything revealed. But Akoparim, the reason why the Gemara over here is mechalik between chotz and Rishus Rabim, because over here there's a chash that you'll remove this covering because it's only covering the small hairs. Tois over here learns a different pshat in Kal Yepruchi. Tois in the bottom of the Mamaskel, Eina Megam Metamaz Benegoyim, Zog Toisus, that Uba Orech Pirish, Istema, Chaticha Shel Beged Muzov. It's a gold type of piece of cloth. V'kvuyim Bo Avonim Toibis Magolius. And it has stones and pearls and jewels hanging, and that covers the woman's face. So over there, it's something that is a chash and a shusram you might remove in order to show off taka. Zogte Gemara Tana Rabbonon, Shloish Dvorim Nemar B'Istema. There are three nekudas, three things that are said about the istema, about this either head covering that covers just the small hairs, or this type of covering that has jewels hanging in front of your face. Number one, this cloth is Eimba Mishum Kilayim. Since it's not really woven together, it's not tovui, it's just a mesh piece of cloth which is just put together, but it's not tovui, so memela, there's no chash of kilayim. If it would have been Semer and Pishtim, so being that it's just laying one on top of another, there's no isur kilayim unless the chutim are tovui together. So Rashi should also come in levit shekorin pultra ve'ena tvuya. So there's no isur kilayim because it's not tovui. The second thing is ena metam b'negoyim. This piece of cloth is mesh, is net, which is not sewn together. It's not tovui. It's not horizontal and vertical. There's no tumas negoyim either. Why? Because it's not considered a bagan until it's tovui, until it's chutim that are tvuyim. And since it's not tovui, so there's no din of tumas negoyim. The gabi tumas begodim. So Rashi, mahay time a gufa, the gabi negoyim tzivar a beged v'yalav mikalayim shu tovi v'noiz. It has to be shu and tovi. So since it's not shu and tovi, this istema, so there's no problem of tumas negoyim either. Tzivar begodim. And the third thing is, ve'ein yoytzim bo l'rishus rabim. You're not allowed to go to rishus rabim, like we said, because you might remove it. Bishum b'shemin omru, a fourth thing. Zog demol daf nun chesam and aleph, ein bo mishum itrois kalois. After the churban, there were goyza, that a woman should not wear, a kala should not wear. There's atoros kalos, the special head covering. Since it's made from istama, it's mutter for her to have it, because it's not called a beged. It's not tovui, it's not woven. Just like there's no isa kalayim, because it's not woven. And there's no tumas begodim. So too, you're allowed to have it as an itras kalas, but that's not the itras kalas that they forbade, that they were goyza after the churban. Now, Tais says the istama doesn't have a din isa kalayim is because it's not tovui. So, fektai sakasha that we're midrabonu, we said it's also even if it's shua alone, even if it's not tovui. So the Ramban answers, big being that it's so small, it's not a malbush, so mele it's a tachshit, so mele there's no isikilayim, even if it's shua alone. The fact that it's not tovui, and it's a small thing, so the fact that it's shua doesn't stare me, there's no isikilayim. Tosis says because it's kosher, something that's kosher, so it's not considered a malbush. So Mela, it's not going to be an Issa Kalayim either. But Tziruf, the fact that it's not Tovui. The Rambam says there's no Issa Kalayim unless it's Mechamim. It's not Mechamim you, so Vaita won't be an Issa Kalayim. Tosfos says something that's Shu'a Tov v'noize, so then it's awesome Midaray, so there's no difference if it's Racha Kosha. Mashenken over here, where it's a Levit Ba'alma, which is only Shu'a, so then it's Taka Mutter by Koshim. And Tosfos says that by a Dover rach, where it's not shchiach and ma'isa kricha, is mutar latzia tachtecho, like a medas of a chamor or kor mixosos. That's the gabbai din of kilayim. All right, we'll stop over here. The top of daf nunches omer aleph, this first line.